closing your eyes, taking a few deep breaths as we drop into the heart today and explore the shadow of grief. Grief is a response to loss or regret, and it can be mental or emotional, and we can also hold it in the body. And grief really makes the heart heavy and squashes our joy. If we think about the element of air in the heart, it's light and expansive, and grief really holds that down. Taking a few deep breaths. We've all experienced loss in our lives, whether it's loss of a person, a pet, a job, an opportunity, the loss of our youth. So grief really has a spectrum, but all personal losses are really important to process. And oftentimes, they're so painful that we want to push them away and not feel them, or we disregard them as unimportant, and they sit in the body, but it's really important to release. It's just like when we eat and we release what the body doesn't need, we also have to digest our losses as a way to decide what pain to let go of. And we digest them by feeling them. So this is your opportunity to go deep into any grief that you're holding in your mind, your body, and your spirit, whether you're aware of it or not. So tuning into your heart, and just notice what your heart feels like right now. Notice any sensations as you prepare to explore grief. Is it light? Is it heavy? What about your heartbeat? Can you connect to it? Can you feel it? If so, is it fast or slow? Now noticing your breath. Is it deep or shallow? Just becoming present and aware. Now noticing any feelings. Perhaps you feel fear or anxiousness, knowing we're going deep into grief, or maybe you're excited to just dive in. Just notice. Now recall any loss or losses that have really affected you, or even the anticipation of loss. So we need to touch into it at all levels and really acknowledge that loss before we can release it. And as I said, grief isn't just loss due to death. But if we believe that grief is only warranted for life and death matters, we might dismiss or undervalue any other grief. So we start with, what have you loved and lost? This can be a person through death. It could be a loss of friendship. It could be loss of a romance. It could be loss of a job, of a pet. What have you loved and lost? Just allowing those losses to come up in the mind as well as in the emotional field and the body. What did you expect and not receive? So where did you feel a loss around something you desired or expected and did not receive. Allowing yourself to feel that loss in the mind, the body, and the spirit. And what places in you have not known love? So these are your shadows, allowing any grief to rise from places that you have not loved in yourself. What grief is unprocessed from the sorrows of the world? So we're constantly being bombarded with grief in the world. So what have you not processed, allowing that to rise? Let yourself feel whatever shows up around it, whatever sadness is there. Just letting it come to the surface. Now, any ancestral grief that you carry in your DNA, do you hold any ancestral grief? Just opening and allowing for anything to come to the surface. Now that we're allowing all that grief to be present and come to the surface, here are some questions from one of my favorite teachers, Roshi Joan Halifax. And she uses these to explore releasing your grief. So asking yourself the question, may I be open to the pain of grief? And just notice whatever comes up, not rejecting it or clinging to it. May I be open to the pain and sorrow of grief. Let yourself feel. May I find the inner resources to really be present for my sorrow. May I find the inner resources to really be present for my sorrow. Notice any judgment or resistance that arises. It will pass. May I accept my sadness, knowing that I am not my sadness. May I accept my sadness, knowing that I'm not my sadness. May I forgive myself for mistakes made and things left undone. May I forgive myself for mistakes made and things left undone. May I be open with others and myself about my experience of loss. be open with others and myself about my experience with loss, and then just allowing yourself to sit in this grief and sorrow for a couple of minutes and just notice whatever arises, what thoughts are present, not clinging to them, whatever you're feeling in the heart, what the body feels. Grief is a recognition of endings, but it's also a birth and a beginning. Every goodbye is a moment of connection, and grief really teaches us how very attached we are to everything. We don't want to let go of anything, but through grief, we learn to love and appreciate what we've had and lost, whether that's friends, family, a way of life, a job, our youth. We grieve it all. So the gift of grief is appreciation. So what are you grateful for, and what can you appreciate right now? And really being in that appreciation as we start to move from the space of grief into gratitude and filling your heart with all that you are grateful for. All the blessings you have in your life, all the wonderful people, opportunities. And really feel that. An appreciation for all things that have passed, all the beauty, the lessons learned, and the people we've been able to experience. And we say, our hand on our heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This life we've been given is such a beautiful gift. Really feel that in your heart.